This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When will then be now? Sounds like something you'd hear in church, but no. Actually, it's from Spaceballs.
Correct.
It maybe would be good if there was a little more Spaceball activity in church. How about that? Is that bad to say that? Am I considered a blasphemer if I suggest things
not
like
just
that?
For that?
No.
Right.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, all here together to say yes, yes, yes. There's great energy around today. Some days there's more good energy than others, but I feel like today is a day to say yes. All right, everybody ready to try? Say yes. Everybody say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Come on, a little enthusiasm. Like when Uri Geller when he's out with a big group and he's trying to show them how his energy works. And he will say that. You hold the watches in your hand that don't work and say, work, work, work. And amazingly, they work. I remember somebody coming to one of
those. Have you actually done that?
Somebody came to one of the events that I went to with him once in England, and they had actually done that with a washing machine. And the washing machine worked afterwards. They pounded it a couple of times and said, yes, work, work, work. So I think the same thing. A lot of fun and adventure is built around the word yes. So, you know, try saying yes. In terms of the Beijing Olympics, I guess we're saying no, which is appropriate. Thank you very much. So, Jennifer, the U.S. and a lot of the allies apparently are going to boycott the Winter Olympics because of the obvious. Is it the obvious? I think it probably is the obvious. But what is the reason behind the reason of saying yes? Our allies and partners say, nope, we're not going. The U.S.
Well, I don't know that the U.S. is doing that. I mean, the story
they're
is
considering
that,
it. Yeah.
They're thinking about it, but the State Department has backed away from the idea of a boycott. I don't understand how the Biden administration supports Major League Baseball's boycott of Atlanta, Georgia, yet they are just considering a boycott of China, a place that kills
that
people.
That does seem inconsistent, doesn't it?
Has screwed with the rest of the world, that is not transparent when it comes with COVID, that manipulates currency. I guess I don't understand why it's just we're thinking about it. When Biden said, yeah, Major League Baseball should pull out of
it. So
Atlanta.
Is this a good question for the trending box, Jay? Should we boycott the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics because of the conduct of the Chinese with the virus, with the
Rights abuses are what's being cited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why that's why our allies are. I mean, we're 10 months away from this, but that's why our allies have been saying that they're considering it. So if the other side of this is the athletes. So a lot of Republicans don't want the boycott, and it's not just Republicans. There are some Democrats too, because obviously everything's political. So there are people on both sides of the aisle who some say yes, we should boycott. Because it takes a lot of money away from the Chinese. Or the other side of it is, no, we shouldn't, because, number one, our athletes have been training their whole lives for this opportunity.
So let's have a substitute. Let's go somewhere else and have a glass somewhere
else. If the world is really together on it, move someplace else.
Move
somewhere
else.
Eliminate
that. I mean, I think that, I feel bad for the athletes who have been training, and this might be the last opportunity.
That's a good idea.
That's where my thought goes to, too, the athletes.
Right.
Nobody cared about the athletes in baseball when they moved. There were a lot of athletes who didn't agree with the decision to move.
But there were a lot who did. Yeah, but they're not canceling the game.
Yeah, they still
they're still playing.
It seems to me that if we're punishing
a state, and this is the first time that the United States government has publicly supported a boycott of a state, yet we are still supportive of the Communist Chinese Party, we have some really big problems and some huge discrepancies going on in the country.
And that's the thing. We need to be unsupportive of the Communist Party and the Communist leadership. And, we don't want to hurt the Chinese people, but they make, ultimately they're the ones who can, if they decide to, give them encouragement however you can to get rid of this government, even though, you know, they probably lose a lot of lives.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, that's just not the way, you know, that's not realistic to say, you know, if we boycott the Olympics, then the Chinese people can overthrow the government.
No, I'm just saying there
are. No, but let me ask this question. If the Olympics, let's say we're going back decades and decades, and the Olympics were going to Nazi Germany, would we do that at this point?
That's the argument that people make.
They're killing Uyghur Muslims by putting them in concentration camps. Anybody who doesn't, who is a faith-based person, forget Muslim or not, or anything. Anybody who's a faith-based person away from the Chinese Communist government is put into these death camps. I talked to a woman who was in there for 2 years, and they did all kinds of testing on her. I mean, this is not a government to prop up yet. We continue to do it. And the question is why.
Done.
Move the Olympics. Eliminate. If the world is serious,
go to
tell China. Yeah, move.
That
bring
needs
it here.
The business. Yeah.
Put it in Atlanta. That, yeah. How about that?
Well, there you go. All right, we're talking about baseball. The Red Sox have their new uniform, the Patriots Day uniforms, yellow and sky blue. Huh. This is for Patriots Day, the Boston Marathon. I didn't think they were running the Boston Marathon. Are they running the Boston Marathon this year? I didn't think they were.
I don't know, but this is the, you know, the it's sort of to commemorate the bombing and you know, and to keep everyone the uniforms. It's surprising. I saw pictures of the uniforms.
Bright yellow.
Yeah, it's so surprising to see, because you're so used to the iconic Red Sox uniforms. So to see them all in yellow with, like, sky blue lettering, it's kind of interesting.
So is this
but
a permanent change, or is this just for that event?
No, it's an. Yeah, it's the City Connect. It's a series. So a lot of other teams are also doing something to connect with their home city. So it's kind of cool because some of the Boston stuff in it, the stencil font in the blue letters pay tribute to the finish line of the marathon on Boylston Street. So the B for Boston is also that. And then they have the number 617 for the area code of Boston and Fenway Park. And so they're going to wear these uniforms on April 17th and 18th when they play the White Sox. And so seven other teams have connected with their city and have done new uniforms as well. So you'll see that from Miami, Chicago, both Chicago teams, Arizona, San Francisco, and the L.A. Dodgers are coming in late August with their new uniforms.
How about them apples? All right, in a moment, let's talk about
the marathon will be October 11th, by the way.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't think it was going to be in April. I pushed it back to the. They should just forget about it until next year. There'll be some reason not to have it in October. Waiting to see if there'll be a surge or.
Well, they'll do it without crowds. They won't let. How, you know, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. They didn't allow anyone to have crowds or standing around, but they had the parade.
You know how asinine that is. There are 35,000 people that run in the marathon. To not have crowds, it's asinine. There's no thinking involved at all.
I don't know that for sure. I'm only guessing that that's what they'll do, so I don't know. By October, who knows? It's a very different world by then.
That's for sure. All right, speaking of different worlds, there are a couple of things going on in a couple of states. The voting law in Georgia is still stirring the pot on that, and then the Arkansas ban on transgender treatment of young people. What's been done on that? We'll get an update just about it.
They overrode the governor, so it's not good news.
Well, I'll let you just give us fill in the details in a moment here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Trending today, the download at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. Our discussion in the download focusing on the CDC changes, hand sanitizers, sanitizing surfaces, all the changes there, and skepticism that's growing among people who are trying to know what to do and what not to do. Also trending, tens of thousands of people have become COVID orphans. We talk about that, plus tons of other things every day. The recap of the DJV Show in the DJV download. Get it wherever you get your podcasts or at djvshow.com. Hip, hip, hooray for us. All right. So the state of Arkansas is in confusion. The governor vetoed a bill to ban transitional surgeries and hormone supplements for anybody under 18. The House voted 72-25 to override the veto. So now, what does this, is this law now? Arkansas is the first state to ban gender-confirming yep. treatments. I love this, the jargon here. How does it apply? Why is this bad or good on either side?
Well, it's bad because a lot of doctors and pediatricians and social workers and psychiatrists have come forward, and that they're the ones who begged the governor to veto this bill, because this is an already at-risk community and group of people, and they have a super high rate, the highest rate of suicide of any group of young people. And
that's
so
before or after transitioning. I mean, you have to be fair. There are a lot of mental health professionals who have come forward and said, even after transition, this is still the most highly suicidal group. This is not just because they're in one body or another. This is a group of people who have a high rate of suicide, period, end of story, no matter what part
which
of transition
shows how
or not.
Which shows how complex and delicate this situation
which
really is.
Which shows that there might be ongoing issues aside from just feeling like they're
the sticky wicket.
The problem, though, okay, so here's the problem, though, is that if you're not allowing parents, and this is the thing, if you're under 18, you can't just waltz into a doctor's office one day and then, you come out the opposite gender. It doesn't happen that way. This is a years-long process.
Why can't we wait till 18, though? I mean,
Okay.
Look, let me just give you this example.
Well, you can't wait till 18, Jen. You can't wait till 18 because it makes things. I have two friends who are transgender who have gone through this, and luckily both of their parents allowed them to start before 18. Because the closer you get to 18, it's a much more difficult transition when you've only gone through puberty.
I have a friend whose daughter identified. This is a sensitive situation. I have a friend whose daughter, biologically female, identified as a male up until she was 16. Her mother would not let her go through that, the transition. And at 16, she decided she wanted to identify as a girl again. That's what she did. Had she not done that, she would have been infertile for life.
That's one
canon.
This
canon
is telling
9-year-olds.
But
let me
that's,
ask you,
but
let
that's her parent,
playing devil's advocate.
But
JonBenet Ramsey's, let's say JonBenet Ramsey's mother says, you know what, my daughter wants to identify as a busty woman, so she wants to have a boob job at 11.
That's
what
not,
would we say about that family?
That's,
well, she's under 18. Why can't she have boobs if her mom wants to have boobs?
Jen, you're totally conflating two
because
completely
boobs might
different
develop
issues.
Later.
Yeah, you're totally
your
mixing issues here.
Jay,
this is part of the problem.
Say? What did Jay just say?
Puberty is a completely different issue because that's something that may develop later.
Jen,
where
is your
gender
old capable? Will your
but
nine?
But Jen, will you get
Mac
off the 9-year old thing? That's not what
okay.
this is about. That's
when
not
your
what this
14
is about.
Year old is 14, will he be capable of making lifelong decisions for himself?
But I think parents, but that's not
transition.
Just a one and done conversation.
Exactly.
All right, but it's 20 minutes after the hour, so this conversation is over for the moment, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 at the hour now, and that means it's the official time in the hour when we get into what's trending. Jay Kirshner, the expert in that department. I see Kim Kardashian doesn't have to borrow money anymore, right? Is that what has happened?
I don't think she ever borrowed money.
Did you have to borrow money yesterday?
Kanye did.
Yeah? All right, so what's the story on Kim? She's divorcing Kanye, though, right?
Yeah, they're in the middle of divorce proceedings, but Kim has joined her sister Kylie as a billionaire.
Because of the divorce, added her to the list.
Because of the money
she's getting from Kanye, right?
No, it's her keeping up her KKW.
Wasn't we, last week we were talking about him being the richest black guy in U.S. history.
Yes, he is. Kim's KKW Beauty and Skims lines are the reason that she's gone from millionaire to billionaire.
Well, I've helped her because I bought a lot of Skims.
Have you?
Yeah. Why do you like that stuff? What is there about her?
It's great. I bought the silk pajamas and and then the cozy sweats.
Really nice.
Yeah, they're great.
And the reason you buy them is?
They're good products.
Okay, so what are they named? She didn't develop them. It's her name. Somebody developed them. Well, they put her name on it, right?
But that's every designer, then, you could say.
How much money does it cost to buy them versus going into, Joe Schmo's discount department store and buying the same thing for half as much?
Well, it depends. It depends on the quality that you want. I have stuff from Target, and then I've got stuff from silk stuff from Skims. There's a huge price difference, but it depends on what you're looking for.
I think it's a wonderful way of demonstrating what a great way. You know, we talk about, those rich guys, and we got to tax them. Here's a perfect example of people who had nothing, knew nothing, didn't, they just came out of nowhere thanks to Ryan Seacrest, and they created a dynasty.
Yeah, but Robert Kardashian was a pretty well-to-do lawyer, so it's not like they were living on the street, but certainly they're marketing geniuses, and I think they learned that from their mother, who, it all started with the sex tape.
Well, and Kim was famously best friends with Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton. She started her own business as, what was it, like a closet reorganizer for a bunch of her celebrity friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how does Caitlyn Jenner figure into all of this?
She's running for governor.
She's really.
That's true. She's running for California governor.
Definitely going for it.
California's crazy enough. Listen, anybody's better than Gavin Newsom. So
that's what Jenner believes, too. And she's even got Caroline Wren. helping her long-time charity fundraiser.
By the way, to go back to the conversation we were having, I don't mean to start an argument again, but the transgender stuff and knowing when you change. At what point did Bruce Jenner decide that he ought to be on a transition? They ought to be a...
Well, recently. But, Bruce, if you talk to Caitlyn Jenner in all of her interviews, she says that she's known her whole life. That she that there was something off and that she felt mm-hmm. that she was born into the wrong body. Mm-hmm. And so back, you know, back in the, you know, in this, I don't know what year
Caitlyn was born. How does that feel? I mean, how honestly, has anybody ever talked to, do you know anybody
who's ever... I have two transgender friends.
Yes,
gone through
they,
this. I very close
friends.
Friend
too. Believe it or not, I know I'm an awful, non-empathetic person, but I do
no,
too.
No, no. But what does it feel, what do they tell you it feels like? What goes on in their body? I'm just curious, their brain, their body,
trapped
what?
In a body that that is not yours, and it's something that you, that yeah. it's very difficult for them to even describe the feeling of what that, you know, of what that feels like. And in one case, in both cases of my friends who had transitioned at a younger age, they knew from the time they were, you know, 10 years old. They knew that something, they didn't have the right words to say, this is what's happening to me. But as they, you know, went through psychological counseling, and it's 10 years to go through the whole process. It's, you know, it's a very personal
too.
Thing.
Right now,
we're lucky that none of us feel trapped in the wrong body. We're very lucky.
We encourage 1,200 sexualities. I mean, we have now a list of 200 things that you can identify as. And that's encouraged.
Wow.
I think before it was
I want to know
like
who
that.
Won the
it's
Olympic
It's wonderful
decathlon
to have everybody feel comfortable in their own
was
body. That's
him
the goal,
or
right?
her? Yeah. All right. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas, and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea-free. Of course, the best defense is an offense. In other words, it's best to take preventative steps before fleas take over your house. As far as prevention goes, I recommend use a good skin and coat conditioner. Fleas are much less attracted to a dog or cat whose skin and coat is in good shape. Check your pet regularly using what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your dog or cat around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And when treating fleas, be careful. You know, there are so many chemicals available. You don't have to use them. What I want you to do is speak to your vet, follow his recommendations, and now we're lucky enough to have all natural flea control products available on the market, which will get rid of the fleas and keep your pets healthy, happy, and safe throughout the entire flea season. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to present a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday, including directing his Justice Department to tighten regulations on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion," end quote. The Masters tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars have been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race, so... Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you love all things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour in this hour, the inside track on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, the welcome. I was talking about this earlier, how wonderful it feels to go outside taking Daisy out for her morning pee and looking around at all the flowers that are growing, the green grass, but more the sounds of spring. So, Jay, where you are down in Memphis, what do the sounds of spring sound like?
In Nashville, there's a lot of bug sounds and birds. The birds are nice. The bugs, not so much.
Jay, you need to tell Doug that you actually own specific gear to combat the bugs.
Oh, no. It's just those red wasps, because they are so nasty. They see you and they're like, I want to sting that. I have a pink beekeeper suit. That whenever, I mean, now my husband's working from home, so he can take Daisy out, but back when he'd have to go to work and Daisy needed to go outside, I was so terrified to go outside, and she won't go outside without me. So I bought a pink beekeeper suit to
Do you wear that on the street?
Just in my backyard. My neighbors think things about me.
Just pretend
like,
you
wait,
have,
did
like,
she get bees?
Just
no.
Pretend you have honey back there.
Right.
Maybe we should get the same uniform. That could be the DJV ladies' uniform. Jennifer could wear one. And
I don't think
Victoria?
I need a beekeeper suit, but I'm happy that Jay has one to protect her. Does that actually work?
Yeah, but we
work?
Might be able to get
Safety
a deal.
First. Does it really protect you from getting stung by a wasp?
I hope so.
She hasn't been stung yet.
I think that's why I'm so afraid. I've never been stung in my life, and I have it so built up in my head. And especially these red wasps,
you don't know
they
if you're
are the
allergic
size of
or
hummingbirds.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'm allergic or not. And these red wasps,
right.
They are the size of
hummingbirds. What do they call them, a killer wasp like the Chinese sent over last year?
Murder hornets.
No, these
murder
hornets. Murder
wasps,
yeah,
murder hornets, whatever they were.
The murder
yeah.
hornets.
I don't know. Yeah. I stand with you, Jay, because the bugs in the South, whether they're bees or any bug, they get bigger because of the humidity. So
yes, and there's not enough of a yeah. winter to kill them all off.
And you see them
yeah,
coming
that's a good
at
thing
you.
About
it's like
being
a bird.
Here. Right. If you have a really good, hard freeze, it gets rid of most. We had a little, but not a lot. February was a bad month. Cold and snowy and stuff. But the any constant, like a couple of months of real good freeze to get rid of the ticks and the other stuff that's lurking about out there. But how did this go from, I was thinking of the pleasant sounds of spring. How do we get to hornets and bees and wasps and killer
mosquitoes? Because I'm terrified of everything outside, and that's where my mind goes. Also, we have velvet ants. Have you ever heard of those? They're huge, they're red,
they
they're
pretty.
Black, and they're furry.
Really?
No.
They're terrifying.
Remind me, like, I've only been to Nashville once, but and I loved it, but wow. Yeah, I'm
not
glad that I went
again,
in a
soon.
Season. Yeah, it was
right?
even pre-spring.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
All right, Jennifer, what about the sounds of spring in Los Angeles?
We don't have a lot of sounds of nature because it's just cars and people screaming at each other on the streets and homeless
yeah.
people moaning. It's really quite nice around here.
Where's days. Your mask? What about in New Jersey?
Not a lot of that. But I will say, I should say that there are a lot of birds around here. So it is nice to hear the chirping and you know it's spring. You can feel it in the air.
Yeah. Well, it starts in February. I love about being in Los Angeles, especially
early,
close to the beach. There's a, what are that what, stuff that begins with an F, not forsythia, but there's something else that really has a great fragrance to it. And it starts early in February.
I don't know.
Very,
my
very
orange
cool.
trees are really going right now. So when I walk in and out of my house, it smells so good.
All right. Spring sounds for you, Victoria. Sounds, what are they really over on the beach there?
Well, we live on the beach, so just the seagulls we have, you know, they're pretty loud. So we took the dogs for a walk yesterday. It was really nice out. So, it felt spring-like, but...
Peepers,
yeah,
we
don't
really... Tree fogs, a lot of that stuff here. Right?
Yeah, we don't really have, like, nature here, except for just the ocean, and I'm fine with that. So just, like, the ocean and seagulls are I'm okay with.
All right, well, that's
they're
why
like the
women...
They're like the pretty cousins.
And the
cities.
Sound of Gold's Gym, the weight benches clicking.
Right.
Yeah. That's everybody else.
And you know you're
that.
In Jersey. GTL, yes.
That's right.
There are peepers that we have around here. The frogs,
the
little tree
the
frogs.
When the peepers come around.
Say that again?
I usually call the cops when the peepers come out.
Okay, all right. Enough of that conversation. Okay, so it appears, Victoria, that Prince Harry and Meghan have a new deal with Netflix. What are they doing? What's their first, docuseries, right?
Yes, so they announced last September that they had signed a multi-year deal with Netflix to produce documentaries and films and children's programming and things like that. So this is the first project out of the gate, and this is called Heart of Invictus. And it's a new docuseries that follows the athletes. Harry started the Invictus Games back in 2014, I think. And so, he didn't start it, but he's been the ambassador for it. This is like his real pet project. And so the Invictus Games follows athletes around the world as they train for the games, the Hague 2020, which has now been rescheduled to 2022 because of the pandemic. But competitors in the games are armed service veterans who have suffered life-changing injuries or illnesses. And so it's really heartwarming to see how dedicated these athletes are. And this series is going to follow a lot of the athletes, and you can see the behind the scenes of how they train and what made them, you know, want to compete in the Invictus Games. Harry is going to be narrating it as well as making appearances in the series. And so this is the first Archwell production, which is their new production company.
Archwell.
Yep.
I like that.
They named after Archie, their son.
A couple of more names. The fate of Alexei Navalny. Remember him? He's the guy that's the Russian. Well, he apparently is sick on prison food. I can't imagine how that would happen because
they're
take very good care of him. Of course they
right.
are. Yeah. Lost a lot of weight. He's probably never going to make it out of there.
I think he went on a hunger strike just because he knew they were poisoning him.
Yeah.
Why did he ever go back?
Like, I mean, yeah, I know his family was there, but, like, figure out how to get your family. I get that, and I respect that, but, I mean, well, I don't know. I would have stayed in Germany.
Fighting for Russia. I know, but he's fighting for Russia. Thank God for him, I think. I mean, yep. Otherwise, well, I don't know that there'd be any awareness about that.
Benjamin Netanyahu is now trying to form a new government in Israel. He didn't have enough when the elections were held a couple of weeks ago, but, man, here's a...
Can I ask
this
a
is
question?
A,
can yes. I just raise my hand here for a second?
Please.
I may regret this. It may turn into something very convoluted. But I know that you are friends with Uri Geller. I know you've spent a lot of time in Israel.
Yes.
How in the heck do their elections work? I feel like elections every 12 days.
They do.
And then somebody loses. Like, Netanyahu has lost before, yet they're still, but he's still the president or the prime minister because he can't, because there wasn't enough, like, to replace his party or something. How
All right, so let's get the answer. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Phil, you got Uri's number there. Call him and let's put him on the air and he can explain.
All right, hang on.
All right.
Well, it's, meanwhile, yeah, they do parliamentary government, so it's like if you don't win, then you're like the runner-up, but you still have a position.
But you have a chance.
And then,
or you can rebuild your own, right? If you don't, if you can build a majority,
you can convince.
Take it.
Exactly. So now this time they have, no one's been able to win with a convincing majority. So now they, I think they're heading into their fourth election in 2 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really
is. Can you imagine?
Is.
I mean, our elections are ridiculous enough. Can you imagine if they kept going and the runner-up?
Well, the Italians do the same thing. Think about how many times you see the Italian government go up in smoke, and then they, you know, have an election and bring a bunch of new guys in. That's, you know, part of the emotion, I guess, of that part of the world. But, you know, the other side of it is the Canadians know how to do this. They have, what is it, 3 months for electioneering, and that's it? You're done?
It's the best. And everyone gets the same amount of money to spend. That is leveling the playing field. That I wish we did that here.
Right, exactly. There's a cover story on Jennifer Lopez's cultural impact. And in it, Ben Affleck is quoted as, well, actually, pretty sweet what he said. I wonder... Now that the two of them are free, what do you think? Or did,
She's still with A-Rod. So,
she is?
They were spotted kissing or something the other day. So they're still together. They're in couples counseling and they're trying to work through stuff. But I don't know.
What about that?
Ben Affleck he's got a lot of demons, which is why they didn't work out the first time. She doesn't drink at all. She's like so disciplined and we know Ben is not and has had plenty of struggles. So, I don't know that they'll ever get back together. But remember Bennifer? First of all, he never looked better.
They were sort
better.
Of a disaster. I know, but weren't they kind of a disaster together? Yeah.
Kind of. But like she made him over. He never looked better.
Yeah, I thought they were good.
He lost his manly appeal. I don't know. I didn't like him in the J-Lo years. He looked a little too slick.
Really?
He was very polished, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, can you find Uri or not? What's going on?
Dialing.
All right, dialing for dollars. Meanwhile, a reminder about Your Hidden Power, which is the program Uri appears in, but he's also on the Good Day, the DJV program every week with his thoughts about positive posture, fixing things, working things, what's going on in the world. We also have all that focus every week on Your Hidden Power. Get it at yourhiddenpowershow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent podcast that we have, the story of Lynn D. Eldridge, author, speaker, somebody, she's called a happiness counselor. She's created a pillow that you can hug, and it hugs you. How about that? A pillow that you can hug, and it hugs you back. Anyway, there's all kinds of things that help you from crumbling that we put together in our thought process on the weekly Your Hidden Power Show, which you can find on many of these same stations, or you can get it at yourhiddenpowershow.com online, wherever you get your podcasts as well.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel.
When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
46 after the hour here on the DJV program. As promised, Uri Geller is joining us from his home in Tel Aviv. The Israeli elections and how governments are formed in Israel. I didn't know anybody better than as much. I've been to Israel 5 times, but I don't understand what goes on. I've met Netanyahu. Uri and Netanyahu are friends. And I know that the current circumstance is kind of awkward. But how, generally speaking, you grew up in Israel, you are an Israeli native, how is it that the forming of governments or whatever happens politically there is seemingly so much different than what goes on in the rest of the world?
Well, Dougie, I don't really know if it's that different. You know, this when we go to election, there must be certain number of mandates, like 61, and then you become the prime minister automatically, but the elections are very much like in the United States. The election day, there's no work. Everybody loves it because it's a holiday. And here in Israel, the weather is warm, so they go to parks, they go to the beach, and then for 5 minutes they go and do the election. They go to a booth.
So that's why you have so many elections. That's why there's so many, because everybody gets a day off, right?
I love that. I think there might... There must be some truth to what you're saying. And then you've got this booth with lots of different parties. It's covered, so nobody can see who you are voting for. And then you tear off a little sheet of paper on which it says who you are voting for. You fold it up, you put it in an envelope, and you drop it in the box.
And then you go to the park.
Yeah, and then you go back to the park. I'm telling you, it really is a holiday. I mean, you know, but my view from my our tiny apartment window is our apartment is in a park, and on voting day, on day of election, this place is jammed. Everybody with blankets and food and drink and so yeah. And now it looks to me like we might be going for another election.
Well, see, that's the point. You have them all the time, and it's hard, it seems, to get everybody together. Maybe is it because the Israelis are so emotional, and there's, you know, what, is that part of what, you know, the psychology of all these elections? There's so much emotion attached to who...
Yeah, because like in America, you know, there is a lot of divide between the parties here, and that's what is causing all the controversy. But listen, a big hug and lots of kisses from here, from Israel. Right. I love you all, and we'll speak soon again.
All right, thanks, Uri. Uri Geller on the DJV program from his home in Israel.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
53 after the hour now, it's time for our visit with Laura Banks, best-selling author, astrologer, actress. Check her out. I say that with emphasis. Check her out at StarGalNetwork.com because that's where you can find a great reading and get insight. There's all, that's one of the great things about doing the things that we do on the air here that are unusual, Laura, is that it gives people the chance to try something new, to discover something new. To yes. hear something new. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Opening up your minds. Mm-hmm. Very important stuff. All right, yeah. So the moon is where? What cycle are we in? What right. sort of answers do you have to questions that haven't been asked? Help well, yourself.
So the general whole poo-poo platter of opportunity for me to speak right now. Well, we are in an influx of Aries, and Aries, four planets in
Fire
Aries.
Fire sign.
Oh, my goodness, you know, fire sign, Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries are these go-getters, of course, Aries being the cardinal of the three, Leo being fixed and Sagittarius being more mutable and adaptable, but those cardinal is opportunity and new beginnings, and so really we should all be in this place of discovering, okay, that this virus is, this whole conversation is starting to really lift, apparently other than in Michigan, and we can start to really release and go out into the world. What's next, professionally, personally, business-wise? Start new projects. They should go well right now to be in the beginning phase of a new yeah. project.
And how so about take love? That on. Some people love in the springtime. Some people love all year long, but there are some times that are better than others to let love bloom, and not to be too corny, but, you know, once in a while, corn is good for you. So what about love? Can it bloom or blossom in the spring? Does it depend on your sign? Is it good for everybody at certain times of the year, bad for people at other times of the year? I know you get many of your questions at Star Gal Network come from people who want to know about their love life.
Well, of course, just biologically, we're coming out of our houses. We're warmer. We're wearing fewer clothes. We see more of each other. We're together mm-hmm. more. So there is certainly the mating dance, just like animals.
will happen, you know, anthropologically, you know, now through fall when then things start to, you know, get quieter and chillier, and hopefully you've found someone to bunker down with through the winter, right? So that does start to just, the juices start flowing around that conceptually. And, you know, I'm always talking about the transits, which are the planets that are moving around us in the skies. And what I don't really refer to as much is your personal natal chart, which will relate to those planets. But every sign is going to relate differently to love just from their sun sign. And then you add in, where is your Venus and Mars? Because your Venus and Mars is going to tell me a lot about what you're going to attract.
How do you know where, what is, who figured out the business about the planets? You know, you're born under the sun sign of whatever.
Capricorn,
you're born under the moon sign of whatever. You have your rising sign is whatever.
Yes,
but when you get that, it becomes so complicated. Do people need to understand what complicates it, or do they just need to understand what the outcome is of these combos?
Well, a lot of intelligent, more intelligent women than me and men are creating these courses online you can take to understand astrology. And many, many thousands of people are adopting these online courses because it's just like being a connoisseur of anything. You can take a deep dive, but you don't need to. You can hire a person and they can teach you what you need to know. The complexity is the joy, if you want to put it that way. So if you embrace the complexity, understand that your sun sign is a big piece of it. If you're on the cusp, it's more complicated. But if you're clearly a Virgo, you're going to be more picky and difficult to love because you're shut down. If you're a Scorpio, you're going to be pretty distrustful until someone gets in. And once they get in, it's hard for you to either get them out of your mind or for them to leave because you lock them in the house. Venus and Aries, yes, Venus and Aries right now is going to help all of us take impulsive choices in love and move quickly. So Venus is love, Aries is impulse. This is a good time to act on your impulses. And so you can follow the movements of Venus and know what to do also. So you choose, your question's good, as they always are, Doug. You know, how do you get wrap yourself around this? And maybe just choose one of these things to study. Like, all right, where's Venus right now? You can get calendars from people like Susan Miller that will tell you where Venus is every month, will tell you in a calendar format what the days are to move on love. You know, April 9th, you've got a fabulous thing happening with Saturn. I mean, there's some, just do a little homework and you can really figure it out.
Find out what all the possibilities are for you, because there certainly are a lot. In your future rests lots of opportunity. I'm a great believer in that. Laura Banks.
Thanks.
Check her out at StarGalNetwork.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.